once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, which as a nation is a place of testing and trial and tribulation, but all part of a life experience that God intends for those of us that are on this island to go through, as I am sure that you in your respective corner of the world, for those of you that listen around the world, you go through your own sets of trials and tribulations in this life. Difficulties, situations, challenges, things that are, you wonder, why do I need to go through this? But there is a reason and a purpose. And either the trials that we face, either they facilitate us drawing close unto God and He draws close unto us, or they serve to reveal that we don't have a heart for truth and that we don't have a heart for God and that we would rather sell out to the world to be part of that destruction of humanity in exchange for provision and protection within their system. Because within the world system, they take care of their own. Within the world system, they corrupt justice, they corrupt economics, they corrupt nature. My gosh, if you look and see what the world system does to nature to try to destroy it, to try to destroy God's creation. See, when God put things in place here, He put in place a very incredible system. And man, when he departs from the wisdom and the knowledge of God, he actually ends up destroying himself. He actually ends up opening up at times Pandora's box and some of the things that he does, and then he can't get it back in after he's created that problem. So for example, with some of the weaponry that we have, that we, mankind was not, once those things are out there and given over, the destructive force of those, what are you going to do? Right now, even in the world, people are running around with very, very dangerous things that could actually do a lot of damage to a lot of people. And, the day and the age that we live in right now, it won't be long before, a lot of the stuff ends up just breaking off. I mean, it'll get kind of crazy. And when it does, you have to also realize that you'll realize the limitation of the world and the world system. The world, in the day of judgment, the world cannot protect you. In the day of judgment, the world destroys itself. It eats itself. See, the deception for a lot of people is they think, they will sell out to the world, and in exchange for that, they will be protected. In exchange for that, they will be looked out for by the ones that have initiated them in. But what happens is, in the world, is that once somebody sells out to that system, that's it. You are only allowed, safe passage to the extent that you continue to facilitate their purpose. But the moment that you stop being that and doing that for them, they dispose of you. They get rid of you. You are now a liability and not an asset. And they get rid of those that have sold themselves out. And they shift into the next round, the next generation. See, you lose your soul when you sell out to the world. And then you become a commodity. Yeah, you'll get some money and you'll get a nice car and you'll get a nice place to live. And they'll print some stuff about you in magazines and newspapers and all of that. But you're empty inside. Your life is wasted. You're spending your days trying to build a system that's there to destroy the lives of all humanity. And you're part of it. See, when Jesus Christ saved people, he saved them not just from their sins, but he saved them from that entire kingdom of darkness. What did Paul say? You got to read the book of Acts to find this one. I believe it's chapter 26. But when he's recounting what God did for him, and he said, God took me from the power of Satan unto God, from the kingdom of darkness unto the kingdom of light, from the power of Satan unto God. You know that you, if you are not under the power of the living God, set free by the power of Christ Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, that you are actually part of the kingdom of darkness. It's a scary thing. You know, it's a scary thing to be a slave to the kingdom of darkness, to be a part of that system. But, you know, there's good intending people that are out there. But you know, the thing is that it requires power to be able to set you free. Power that you don't have inside of yourself. You don't have the power inside of yourself. But when Christ Jesus comes into your heart, when he comes into your life, the scripture applies to you. Greater is he that lives in you than he that is in the world. You have power that lives in you to set you free. You have power that lives in you to break every shackle, break every problem, break everything that would hold you back or keep you from being what you were designed and destined to be from the moment that you came into this life. Do you know that there is a destiny for your life? That you were actually intended to be something? That you were actually intended to have a reason for existence? And it wasn't about going and starting a business and starting a shop or trying to do, you know, this, that, and the other thing. Or, you know, I mean, some people, just because they can't deal with the reality and the darkness of this life and this world, they just spend their life drinking themselves out of it. Now, why do people drink? Why do people take a lot of drugs? Why do people engage in a lot of illicit sexual activity? Why do they do these things? I mean, there's a few reasons, but one of them is to get some relief. See, when people drink, one thing that happens is they get in their own mind that tension lessens, that they all of a sudden they don't really have to deal with everything. But when they sober up, their body is a mess and the problem is still there. So, yeah, you can drink, you can take drugs, but is that going to solve the issue of your heart? No, it's not. It's still going to be waiting there for you. And in fact, you're going to end up having done some damage to yourself if you keep that up as a lifestyle. If that becomes your lifestyle, just look at a pattern of behavior over the course of a year, or 2 years, or 3 years, or 5 years. How many of you guys saw the newspaper article where that lady killed herself on Coca-Cola in New Zealand? Ah, yes. And being a good, crazy situation, and Coca-Cola as a corporate entity does not want to lose their sales, so they tried to get them to deny it. But lady drank 10 liters of Coca-Cola a day for a while, rotted out her teeth. Eventually her body shut down because of the caffeine and the sugar overload over a long period of time. At least that's what the newspaper article said. So, that being the case, you know, look at what something will do to you in a mass quantity over a long period of time. You can drink yourself into the ground. You can drug yourself out of your mind. But does that solve the issues of your heart? Does that solve the problems that you face deep within? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It might give you a little bit of temporary relief, but it's not going to solve the problem that's in the core of your being. The problem in the core of your being, that can only be addressed by the living God. He's the one that grants you peace. He's the one that grants you absolute relief. See, the peace that God gives is a peace that's within, not outside. The peace that God gives is the peace that's within you. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. I give not as the world gives. So, and when he said that, he was being hounded. There were people that were coming after him. They wanted to kill him. And Jesus said, hey, my peace, I give you. What peace is he talking about? You know, the peace that he offers, the peace that he gives people, inside of your very being, it can be a sea of glass. It can be still inside of you, no matter what is going on outside. You can be still within. That's the peace that God gives. That's the peace that God offers. That's the peace that you want. See, you want that peace. Because then, no matter what's going on around outside of you, whether people are manifesting and acting like demons, or whether you're sitting on the beach watching a nice sunset, or the world is being nuked into oblivion, doesn't matter what's going on around you, outside of you, inside there's peace. And that peace is your natural state of being. And even if things pop off a little bit here and there, you will always go back to that natural state of being, which is peace. That passes all understanding. Guards your hearts as you trust in Christ Jesus. You know, the irony of life is that the world talks about peace. But in all its talks and all its discussions, when they talk about peace, they just make war. When they talk about justice, it seems to be just surrounded with corruption. Do you know that when this life is done, that everything is brought to account? All of it? So for those that corrupt justice, and you know who you are out there, do you know that you are accountable before the living God for your corruption of justice in the earth? See, when you have a position in the earth, when you have a role, when you have a responsibility, whatever the title may be, whether it's the head of an organization, whether it's political responsibility, whatever it may be, when you leave this life, do you know that you are judged by an eternal living God for everything that you did while you were in office, for everything that you did while you held your position, and you're not going to bribe him. You're not going to sweet talk him. You're not going to buddy buddy bachang bachang your way around anything. That's a Sri Lankan statement, by the way, for those of you listening in other countries. basically just meaning that you're not going to get out of anything based on, your political wranglings or who you know or who you can call. The only thing that will save you from an eternity separate from the living God, an eternity where you are cut off, is the blood of Jesus. Because it's the only thing sufficient to pay the price for what we had to pay in the first place. Look, everybody sinned. Scriptures talk about this. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the gift of God. That's what you and I were destined for. That's what you and I should receive. And if we fail to receive it, it's not anybody else's fault but your own. Because God respects free will and he respects your choice and your ability to choose. And you choose not to. Look, don't get mad at me. I'm just the messenger. All you got to do, if you have a question about it, go lock yourself in your room. Close the door, lock the door, and turn off the music, shut down the computer, and just to the God that is there, just pray and say, okay, Lord God, whoever you are, however you would have to manifest yourself to me, whatever it may be, would you please show me who you are? And would you please direct me in the path that I should go? Would you please just show me the way of life and truth? Because I don't want to miss it while I'm here. I don't want to miss what life is meant to be. Would you please, please do this for me? And I'll leave it before you. And I trust you that you would do this for me in your time. And leave it there. Because, see, for me, I know that Christ revealed himself unto me. I know what happened in my own life. But that's got to happen for you. It can't happen because you can't... Look, you need to know some things for yourself. Your life should not be contingent on what everybody else tells you. Your life should not be defined by what marketers give to you.
All right?
So your life should not be defined by what other people tell you your life should be. There needs to be something inside of you that compels you to be what you were made to be. There should be something inside of you that is just gnawing away at you. That you know there's more. I know you know there's more. That's why you listen. That's why there's something that compels you. You know there's more to life than what it is that you see and what it is that you experience. But you know what? You gotta ask, seek, and knock. Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. See, if you don't ask, you ain't gonna get nothing. You gotta ask God. You gotta actually want it. Because otherwise, why? Why? If you're not hungry for it, why should you be fed? If you don't really want to know what life is about, if you would rather just live in the illusion, live in the distraction, go from one drink to the next, go from one illicit sexual encounter to the next, go from one drugged up experience to the next, if you're content with that reality, why should anything more be revealed to you? But if something inside of you says, you know what, this is not it. No matter how much money I seem to get, I can't seem to buy the peace that I long for so much. You know, that's got to be something inside of you that wants that, that desires that, that craves to have what you were made to be. See, look, life is short, all right? And I know a lot of you guys that listen in these days, a lot of you are, you're younger. And you've got a life ahead of you, so you think. But I tell you what, I've had friends, even when I was a kid, that aren't here anymore. And I've seen life go quickly. And you don't know. You really don't. So while you're here, the best thing that you can do is make sure that your life is on track with your Savior. Make sure that your life is on track with your Creator. See, if you don't do that, that's the foundation, that's the fundamental, that's the first thing. And then out of that relationship with the living God, from there, then, yeah, sure. You know, go into a relationship. Do the work that you have to do. Study hard. Do your school, your college, your whatever it is. And do that under His direction, under His leading, under His guiding. You know something? All right. God got a hold of my life early on. He really did. And He revealed Himself to me in an early stage. And the blessing of my life in that has been when I've gone through different situations, I've always been able to turn to Him. And He's always been able to show me the way forward. So even, for example, if you talk about something like school, well, when I did my education, and you're always learning, so I don't think education is something that ever stops. You're always learning in this life. But when I did a lot of my formal education, I did it with prayer. And I asked Him, I said, Lord God, what, you know, He would show me the subjects to study, the things to engage in. And you know what? I'm so grateful for that because I see how the things that He had me to study, the direction that He had me to take, how all of it has led into the next steps and series of life things that I would do. So I wasn't wasting time. You know, when you turn your back on the living God, you basically waste time. You waste your life. Because a lot of the things that you would do are wastes. They really are. Because there's a way that seems, all right, back to the book of Proverbs, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's what the scripture says. So there's ways that seem right unto you. There's things that you believe that should be important, that relationships that should be had, jobs that should be gone after, things that should be studied, all that stuff. But that's what seems right to you. But you know what you want? Is you want your life under the direction of the living God so that it's not... You want to do those things in conjunction with what His direction is for you. There's a reason. Because His way is life. His way is peace. His way is what is intended for you, not what is your thought. See, here's the thing. What you think would bring you joy and fulfillment and peace is not necessarily what He knows would do that for you. And when you're in step with Him, you find that which is really important. When you're out of step with Him, you go in a direction you should not go. And that's a scary thing when you wake up and you realize, my gosh, I've gone in the wrong way. Now, God is gracious. He has a way of quickening you and then leading you in a good path. But there has to be something in your will that wants that. You have to want His will and His plan and His purpose for your life. Because for the person that wants His will, you will find it. See, that's why God taught people to pray, too. When the disciples asked Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, when they said, you know, Lord, teach us how to pray. And the disciples' prayer, I mean, some people call it the Lord's Prayer. Even in Scripture, sometimes that's a subhead there. But that's really how He taught people to pray. Lord, Your kingdom come. Your will be done. All right, I'll take you through it. It says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, God teaches people to pray. Lord, Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So God taught you to pray. Lord, Your will be done in this earthen vessel, in your life, in you. You have to be willing to surrender your life unto Him. You have to be willing to let His will be your will. His choice be your choice. You have to want that. See, if you don't want that, you won't have it. And a lot of people, they don't want God's will to be their will. A lot of people ask for the will of God, not so that they can do it, but so that they can consider it. So a lot of people ask for the will of God so they can consider it, not so that they can do it. But God wants you to, see, He wants from you, from your heart, to choose His will. See, if you choose His will from your heart, you'll have it. And He'll reveal it. But if you don't choose His will from your heart, then what ends up happening is you don't have His will. You have your will. So, you know, the struggle of life, though, is because also, too, see, you and I, we are born into a body of flesh. We are born into a fallen flesh nature. And also a world system that's set up at enmity with God, that's set up to be opposed to light and truth. So that's what you and I were born into. So unless you get clued in, and that's what we're doing right now, we're cluing you into the situation. Unless you get clued into what's going on, you go through thinking that this is what it's supposed to be, and all right, you just got to make it work. No, you don't. No, you don't. See, another thing, there's God has made His promises to His people. One of them is that if you would seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, that all these things shall be added unto you. That basically the needs that you have in life, that God will add them unto you if you seek first His kingdom. If you seek first His kingdom, He will provide the needs that you have. And if you don't seek first His kingdom, well, then all right, then you got to do it yourself. But there is a way. There is a way. There is a way to live in peace. There is a way to experience God's righteousness in your life, to be in step with Him, and to know that your life has purpose, has meaning, has a reason for existence and for being. And God intended for you to have that. God intended for you to know that. But it comes on His terms. It doesn't come on your terms. You're not going to manipulate it. You're not going to control it. The only thing that you can do is surrender to Him and to ask, Lord, Your will be done. Please reveal and show, teach, lead, and guide me, and I will follow You in what it is that You've told me to do. So without that commitment, and there's got to be something inside of you that says, all right, that's it. Enough is enough. I want to live my life in truth. I want to live my life in peace. I want to live my life according to the will of God. If you want that, that can be yours. And all you got to do is lift up your hands to the living God and say, Lord God, I want that. Would You please reveal that to me and show me the way? And Lord, I will trust You and I will follow You all of my days. Quicken me and empower me by Your Spirit to do so, in Jesus' name. And He'll do that. And with that, hey, love you guys. We totally love you out there. We're grateful for you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Let us know you're out there. And hey, also, you can reach us through our Facebook page. Just look for Faith Mix under Facebook and you'll find us. All right. Hey, so love you guys. Keep in touch. Keep on keeping on. And God bless. Talk to you later. Bye.